Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on creative warping of breaks for drum and bass, using only stock tools, no third-party plugins, no cheating, just you, warp markers, and a break that's about to become a whole drum instrument. Here's the mindset shift right up front. Warping is not just make it fit the grid. In DNB, warping is sound design. It's groove design. It's how you turn an amen, think, funky drummer, hot pants, whatever into something that feels like your track. Not a history lesson. What we're building by the end, a warp-shaped break instrument with three different characters, a 2-to-4-bar rolling loop derived from one break, three variation lanes you can swap like presets, and a resampling workflow so you can print your edits and keep it tight, stable, and CPU-friendly. All right, let's set the room up. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot, where you can hear the roll clearly without it turning into a blur. Now make a drum group. Inside it, create an auto track called Break, another auto track called Break Resample, and then your layer tracks, kick layer, snare layer, and tops or hats. One important rule, keep the master clean for now. No limiter while you're warping. If you limit too early, you'll hide transient damage and you'll end up warping based on a lie. We want to hear every little click, smear, and crunch while we're shaping this. Now choose a break, drag it into the break track. Before you touch a single marker, take 2 seconds and think phrase first. Not hit first. Decide what the loop is doing musically. Is it a 1-bar roller that just hammers? A 2-bar call and response? A 4-bar evolution that escalates? That decision tells you where to warp. A classic move is, bar 1 is the clean statement, bar 2 is where you'd form it. That's amen logic, and it works on almost any break. Now in clip view, turn warp on. Don't stress about the seg. BPM beating perfect. Find the first clear downbeat transient that you actually want to be the start. And producer habit here, don't start at the very first sample if there's vinyl noise or a soft lead-in. Zoom in and set the start exactly on the transient you want. Then right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Set your loop length to 2 bars or 4 bars. At this point, your break plays at 174, it loops and it's roughly aligned. Cool, now we start making it a weapon. We're going to create 3 warp characters. Think of these like 3 lenses. Tight, elastic, and brutal. Duplicate the clip or duplicate the track so you have 3 versions. Label them tight, elastic, and brutal. This matters because you want to be able to slash B instantly. Fast decisions. No guessing. First character. Tight, the club roll. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Turn transient loop mode off. Envelope around 100 as a start. Beats mode is your best friend for modern rolling DNB because it keeps transient edges sharp and predictable. Now listen. If it gets clicky or overly spitty, pull the envelope down into the 70 to 85 range. That's often the sweet spot where the transient stays present, but the tiny zipper artifacts back off. Second character. Elastic, the jungle stretch. Set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 18 to 30 milliseconds. Flux around 10 to 25. If your live version has a random control, keep it low to moderate. Texture mode gives that pulled rubber vibe. It's that time is bending feeling, especially when you push microtiming. It's perfect for fills, tension, and spooky edits. Third character. Brutal, the dark smear. Set warp mode to complex pro. Performance around 0 up to maybe plus 20, subtly. Envelope anywhere from 60 to 120 depending on how smeary you want it. Complex Pro can thicken the midrange and create crunchy time artifacts that are actually useful in dark or techie DNB once you resample and carve it. Now the advanced part, micro warping. This is where you stop thinking like an editor and start thinking like a drummer with superpowers. We're going to do this on the tight clip first, because if the tight version doesn't feel good, everything else is just chaos on top. Zoom in enough that you can clearly see transients and warp markers. And here's a big advanced tip. Use fewer warp markers than you think, but place them strategically. Overgridding every transient is a fast way to kill groove and introduce artifacts. Try this rule. Anchor the start of the bar and the end of the bar. Then add markers only at the snares and one important hat cluster. Let Ableton interpolate the rest. Often it sounds more glued and more real. So put a marker at 1.1.1. Anchor it. Put another at the end of bar 1, and the end of bar 2 if you're doing a 2-bar loop. Now find the snare areas, typically around beats 2 and 4 in a lot of DNB contexts, and drop markers there. Now we shape feel in zones. This is huge. Kick zone. Slightly ahead or neutral for urgency. Snare zone. A hair behind for weight. Hat run zone. Either laser tight for a roller, or intentionally uneven for jungle. Do small moves. We're talking the feel of 1 to 8 milliseconds, not drag it halfway to the next grid line. Always a slash B with the metronome, but don't become addicted to the click. Once it feels locked, turn the metronome off and ask, does it flow? If it only sounds good with the click, you probably forced it too hard and it's stiff. Here's a super practical target feel for a lot of DNB. Tight kicks, slightly lazy snares, energetic hats. Now let's do a signature trick, the warp marker staircase. This creates the classic acceleration, stutter rush, and machine gun vibe without slicing to MIDI. Find a section with a 16th note hat run or a little ghost snare cluster. Add warp markers at each transient across that tiny region, maybe 4 to 8 markers. Anchor the first marker, then move the last marker earlier. You're compressing time locally. It's like you're squeezing the phrase into a smaller window, but it still lands on the grid. That gives you an acceleration that feels intentional. Perfect for pre-drop tension, bar rate fills, or jungle-style snare rushes. Now, a couple advanced variation moves you can sprinkle in. One is the dual grid idea, straight hats, swung ghosts. Keep the main snare anchors locked, then only mess with the ghost note area between the snares. Pull some ghosts earlier, push others later. The roller stays club tight, but the internal chatter feels alive. Another is negative space edits, which are honestly more effective than constant stutters. Instead of adding hits, remove a tiny micro section right before the snare, like a tiny gap. That silence makes the snare feel bigger without turning it up. Just be careful with clicks. Either crossfade, or more reliably, resample after doing it so the edit becomes clean audio. And here's a nasty one. Controlled phlegm without slicing. Add a warp marker just before a snare transient, a few milliseconds ahead. Stretch that tiny region so you get a soft pre-hit into the main snare. It reads like human violence, not a plug-in trick. Okay, now we commit. This is where most people level up fast, because printing removes decision fatigue. Go to your break resample track. Set audio from to the break track, or the whole drum group if you want to capture layers later, but for now just capture the break. Set monitoring to in. Arm the resample track. Now record 4 to 8 bars while you switch between your tight, elastic, and brutal clips every 2 bars. Treat it like performing variations. This is why we made characters in the first place. Stop recording, select the recorded audio and consolidate it. Now you have a brand new break print that includes your warp decisions, but it doesn't rely on warp markers during playback. It'll be tighter, less glitch-prone, and easier to mix. Now we do a stock processing chain. The goal is punch and control. Not destroy it until it's loud. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to kill rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350. If it's dull, a gentle presence lift around 3 to 6K. Second, drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 20 range. Crunch 0 to 20. Boom carefully, and honestly in DNB you often keep boom low because your bassline owns the sub. Use transients, plus 5 to plus 20, to bring back snap. Third, saturator. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip. If it starts flattening too much, back off and use dry slash wet. A 30 to 70% wet range is a great way to keep transients alive while still densifying. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so the crack gets through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not crushing. Fifth, utility for gain staging and width discipline. A lot of heavy DNB breaks hit harder when they're more center than you think. You can even automate width, a bit wider in the build, narrower or almost mono in the drop for punch. Now the classic DNB layering move. High pass the break much higher, like 120 to 200 Hz, and layer a clean kick and snare underneath. This is how you keep the break vibe while still getting club translation. Your break becomes the character and movement, while your kick and snare are the authority. Next, groove extraction. Because we want the whole track to move like the break, not just the break. Right-click your warped clip and choose Extract Groove. Go to the groove pool. Start with timing around 30 to 80%, random 0 to 10, velocity 0 to 30. Apply that groove to your MIDI hats, shakers, percussion, even subtle bass stabs if you're brave. This is how you get cohesion. Everything breathes with the same pocket. Now arrangement. Because a break isn't just a loop, it's a narrative. Try a 16-bar drop blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Tight warp. Minimal variation. Establish the pocket. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce one edit, and in bar 8 do the staircase squeeze for a fill. Bars 9 to 12. swap to elastic for movement. Bars 13 to 16, brutal for a moment of chaos, and then a snare rush in the last half bar. And remember, automate warp mode by switching clips, not by praying one warp mode will do everything. Clip switching is reliable and musical. Before we wrap, quick mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp the downbeat. If 1.1.1 isn't rock solid, the whole loop feels drunk. Don't drag markers without anchoring the phrase. Always anchor the start and end of what you're editing. If you hear transient damage, either reduce marker density, adjust envelope, or go back to beats mode. And don't warp and heavily compress too early. Commit in stages, timing pass first, then tone pass, then mix pass. You'll move faster and keep the happy accidents. Mini practice, 15 to 25 minutes. Pick one classic break. Make three clips, tight, elastic, brutal. For each, add a few strategic markers per bar and do two micro pushes or pulls. Resample 8 bars, while switching characters every 2 bars. Add the stock chain, layer clean kick and snare. Then bounce a 16-bar loop with one staircase fill, like bar 8 or bar 16. If you do just that, you'll already be in the zone where your break feels custom, not borrowed. And if you tell me which break you're using and whether you're aiming for roller, jump up, jungle, or dark techie stuff, I can suggest a specific variation plan, which bars stay stable, which bars deform, and where to place the signature warp move so it hits like a drop moment instead of a random edit.